This is me testing the Olympus LS14. It's just sat on the desk in front of me, all dark, apart from the lit record button, which looks really quite nice. It's trimic. Is that the term? Trimic? It's not stereo exactly, because there's three microphones recording. And I think the third one in the centre meant to add a little bit of bass, I'm not sure. I've just realised that there may be a hiss in the room as well as the traffic because I've left a couple of monitors on. I'm going to turn them off. You shall hear a thunk. And I'm now thinking that the hiss was probably in my ears. Who knows? Anyway, I've got a... This is unspoffled, unmic shielded. It's just there in front of me. I've got to get my head around the difference between a pro recorder and a phone, because the couple of test audio clips that I've been doing with this were shockingly loud due to the sensitivity of this device. It's quite incredible when it comes to wind, super sensitive. Because I have a battery case on my iPhone, the mics are shielded already before I put my spoffle or mic shield on, and with these they are very much not exposed at all. They're sucking up all the sound they possibly can. I've just recorded this literally by rotating to smart record and then speaking for a couple of seconds at this volume, or the volume I'm expecting to speak, and then it kind of takes a level from that. And then it counts down, flashes for a second, and then steady red light when it's actually recording. Nice, it means I don't actually have to kind of touch anything and mess around with the levels. Smart record doing it for me. There's also quick record where I literally just bang, hit one button and it's away, it's doing it. There's the manual, you know, set your levels as you want them. And it also tunes stuff. It's got a tuning thing on it. I don't suppose it's an app function. It's got a tuning function. Should I want to tune a guitar or an instrument, it'll give me a little needle and all the rest of it. So simple to use. Most of the buttons being on the outside, and those buttons that aren't all on the outside and are kind of the interfaced LSD memory are assisted with voice assist. Should you be visually impaired in any way and not be able to see the screen, you have voice assist on here. And I thought, well, if Olympus are going to give voice assist on a recording device, they've really thought about and care for the user's interaction with this device. How much audio will I record on this? I don't know. I'm starting to record an awful lot of stuff for my own archives as such, not stuff that's necessarily going to go to online spaces, mainly because if I want to record to an online space, I'll find a super fast workflow like Audioboo or whatever, just bish bash and it's online. It might be that I start thinking more so about stereo and how stereo adds an extra dimension to the ears of the listener and really gives some shape to your storytelling or your story making and the painting of a picture. For example, I'm currently sat in my shed. It's a little bit warm, and I'm surrounded by all kinds of tech, from a GoPro H3. I've got a bag of all kinds of paraphernalia. I've got the Mac computer, I've got an iPad mini, I've got a couple of MiFis, some battery gear. I'm packing for 5 days in northern France, Brittany to be precise, and I'm going to be doing all kinds of interesting bits and bobs, from spending some time on a sailing ship to either sleeping in a treehouse or an antique caravan, I'm not sure about that, visiting oyster farms, cider tasting, and I've just been tasting a little bit of cider from this glass in research, and go to a music festival. So hey, Maybe I could be recording audio from all those places over the next 5 days. Friends of Brittany, if you Google that, you should probably find what's going on. But I'm hoping to have a URL where the content I'm going to be creating will ultimately end up, and all going to plan, tagged to a map. Yes, exciting week ahead. And it's not even Monday yet.